My challenge for you this week is to become aware and mindful of how you define the territory where you live. More specifically, how do you label and define who you are? And how do you assert and declare ownership of very specific places on this earth? Some examples will help. And by way of introduction, the exercise is not all about being aware so you can stop labeling yourself or defining yourself. We all have labels. It's becoming mindful of which labels we attach and what territories we associate ourselves with. Do you tend to think of yourself as a liberal person or a conservative? A Democratic person or a Republican person? An East Coast person, a West Coast, a Midwest, or a Southwest person? What's your occupation when people ask about it? A mother? A housewife? A house husband? A professor? A politician? A lawyer? An artist, a researcher, a plumber? What do you say when you are asked, what do you do? Do you say, I'm retired? Do you say, I'm between jobs? What's the label that you associated with who you think you are when you respond to those questions? When people ask me, I tend to fall into different categories. I think of myself as a researcher. I think of myself as a writer. I think of myself as a facilitator. There are many, many other labels that I could affix to who I think I am. The second component of defining your territory and becoming mindful of how you stake out your territory is to become aware of those special places that you declare are yours. A special chair that you and only you are allowed or invited to sit in. A desk that is yours, not a shared desk. A walking route that you take which is patently yours. A table at a restaurant. When you walk in, you are bound and determined to wait for a very specific table because that's your table. A lane on the expressway that is your lane and not to be shared with anyone else. A chair at your own dinner table or breakfast table. What is your territory and how do you define it? In some ways, I am inviting you this week to become a two-year-old who's very assertive and vocal about their territory. When certain toys are thought to be the two-year-old's toys, they will very loudly and profusely declare, "These are mine." So become aware of the territory that you declare for yourself. The deeper meaning of this exercise will be revealed in just 4 days from now. May you have a delightful time becoming aware of how you define your own territory. I'm Robert Rogers. This is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.